Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, January 6th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers knocked out of the playoffs for the second year in a row by the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC wildcard game at icy Lambeau Field. The Niners beat the Pack 23-20 on Phil Dawson's walk-off 33-yard field goal. Aaron Rodgers says reaching the playoffs just isn't enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating, but I think you have to start with yourself, and I could have definitely made a few more plays. So that's why it's disappointing. These opportunities are pretty special, and you got to make the most of them. It's 9 years for me now. Blessed to play that long. Would love to play another nine if possible, but this is an opportunity we let slip through our fingers.
Colin Kaepernick slipped through the Packer defense for 227 yards passing and a touchdown and 98 yards rushing on seven carries. Made big plays at critical junctures throughout the game as he gets over the pack again.
It was amazing. It was amazing to get the win today. Our team fought. We came back. We played hard.
Packer defense already without Clay Matthews, Johnny Jolly, lost Sam Shields and Mike Neal, but they played tough throughout. B.J. Raji knows his defensive coordinator, Dom Capers, has been under the gun, but he gave props to the coach.
He called it a heck of a game. I'm sorry that we weren't able to execute for him. That last drive, I just knew we were going to get off and give our offense the ball back with time left. And when they kicked that field goal went through the uprights, it was kind of like the whole season flashed before my eyes.
Raji had tears in his eyes when talking about it. And as for head coach Mike McCarthy, his farewell address to the team.
I thanked him, proud of him. Unique group to coach. I don't know if we've had a team work as hard. Young, you know, we had some inexperience that guys had to play probably before they were ready. And they stepped in there and went for it. So I thought the veteran leadership was very good this year. But, you know, when I think of this team, you know, I just think of the constant adversity that was thrown in front of them, and really appreciate the way they handle it.
Packers finish 8-8-1 as now the three-time NFC North Division champions. The 49ers, meanwhile, improved to 13-4 with their seventh consecutive win, and now they head to Carolina to take on the Panthers in the NFC Divisional round this coming weekend. The other NFC matchup will be New Orleans in Seattle. The Saints with a walk-off win over Philadelphia Saturday, 26-24 on a last-play field goal. The AFC matchups will have Indianapolis traveling to New England, the Colts with that stunning 45-44 victory over Kansas City, trailing by 28 points early in the third quarter. And it will be an AFC West matchup as San Diego goes into Cincinnati on Sunday and wins 27-10. Phillip Rivers completes only 12 passes for 128 yards. Ronnie Brown with a clinching 58-yard touchdown run with just over 2 minutes to go. Andy Dalton turned it over three times for the Bengals. Rivers and the Chargers, for them, just another pressure cooker.
Well, we've been in playoff mode for 5 weeks, you know, so this was kind of, you know, as we've labeled it in here, the fifth round for us. You know, we've been in playoff mode for knowing you lose one more and you're done the last four regular season games, and obviously that continues throughout the playoffs.
San Diego and Denver split their regular season meetings. In college football, the final BCS National Championship game will be played at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena on Monday night. Number one, Florida State, undefeated. Number two, Auburn. Seminoles feature Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Jameis Winston, who says we need to finish the deal.
Our goal as a team still isn't over yet. And Florida State, I mean, we begin the season as everybody looking at us like, okay, they got a freshman quarterback. Ain't nobody going to pay them attention. Now we in the national championship.
Where they will face the Auburn Tigers, who've had an improbable run through the SEC title game. And coach Gus Malzahn says, let's go play.
It's been a good week. Our guys, since we've arrived here, have been focused. We've tried to keep this as game-like and game-week-like as possible. We've had some solid practices, and we're just ready for the game to get here and play and see what happens.
There was a bowl game Sunday night. Arkansas State beat Ball State 23-20 to win the Go Daddy Bowl at Mobile, Alabama. The University of Texas has found a successor to Mack Brown, hiring Charlie Strong, the head coach in Louisville. In college basketball, fourth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers defeated number 23 Iowa 75-71 to get to 15-0. They trailed by 11 points at the half, but Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey had two technical fouls called back-to-back, arguing a call. The Badgers made all four free throws to push into the lead, and they wouldn't give it up. Ben Bruss with 19 points, Sam Decker with 8, but two big plays down the stretch. Josh Gosser hitting a couple of free throws in the closing seconds to seal the victory for Wisconsin. Seventh-ranked Wichita State, 15-0, a 67-53 win over Northern Iowa. Number 24, Colorado, upset number 9, Oregon, 100-91. 14th-ranked Villanova beat Providence, 91-61. Number 19, San Diego State over number 17, Kansas, 61-57, ending a 68-game home court winning streak against non-conference opponents for the Jayhawks. And Wake Forest knocked off number 19, North Carolina, 73-67 in Chapel Hill. On Saturday, the Green Bay Phoenix defeated Youngstown State 85-69 to reach 11-3 on the season, 2-0 in the Horizon League. Kiefer Sykes had 24 points. Alec Brown added 20. Marquette, a winner over DePaul, 66-56. Devontae Gardner with a career-high 28 points. The St. Norbert College men's and women's team swept their games with Lawrence University. Both are 5-0 in Midwest Conference play on the year. To the NBA, where the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Detroit Pistons 112-84. Former Wisconsin Badger John Luer off the bench with 23 said it was a big night for the reserves.
I mean, our job coming off the bench is always to just provide a lift, whether it's energy, scoring, rebounding, defense. Just come in and bring a lift because, you know, the starters play a lot of minutes, and anytime we get on the court, just have to come in, contribute.
The Indiana Pacers beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 82-78. Miami over Toronto 102-97. It was Oklahoma City 119. Boston 96. Knicks beat the Mavericks 92-80. It was the Golden State Warriors 112. Washington 96. Klay Thompson with 26, leading the Warriors to their ninth straight win.
It just shows how deep we are, and shows how unselfish we are. No one cares really who scores or he's the team in whatever statistical category. We just want to win. And that's why we've been successful these last, you know, 10 games.
The New York Knicks beat Dallas 92-80, and the Denver Nuggets put up 44 points in the fourth quarter to run past the Los Angeles Lakers 137-115. On Saturday night, the Phoenix Suns knocked off the Milwaukee Bucks 116-100. Bucks now 7-26 on the season. On the ice, the Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Winnipeg Jets 6-5, but had to rally to do it. James Neal said it was important to get this one done.
You know, we fought back, got some big goals at the right times, and, you know, Fowler made some huge saves at the end there to keep us in it. You know, but we got to clean a few areas up here. But, you know, we won the game, and we'll move forward here. They all can't be pretty.
Carolina beat Nashville 2-1. Edmonton gets by Tampa Bay 5-3. San Jose in a shootout beat the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2. Green Bay Gamblers fell on Sunday to the Chicago Steel on the road by a score of 4-3. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua heading into the final round on Monday. Webb Simpson, Jordan Spieth, and Dustin Johnson, the defending champion, all sharing the lead at 14 under par. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.